Today's Warm at 101.3, and we are commemorating or commiserating, whatever your words you choose, me being on the radio in Rochester for 45 years. And there's one guy, Christy, who's been on the air longer than me, so I figured we had to talk to him. Don Alhart. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. So how long have you been on the air?
It'll be, 56 years in June.
He's the winner.
I'm not going to make it. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not going to make it.
I'm looking at the Guinness World Record certificate on my wall, but that's only for 50 years.
Yeah.
And everyone keeps saying, well, why renew it every year? Just wait till you're done.
Right, exactly.
Do it once and for all. So we're holding off on that one.
And that's at one station, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Guinness Records for. It started at Channel 13. I started on June 6, 1966.
Oh,
so it's a memorable 6666. I don't forget that.
Geez. Oh, jeez. So you did make a pact with the devil.
Yeah, that was it. I haven't been able to get out of there yet. Why are you still here? I never got another job. But really, as you know, Tony, it's a great community, and it's kept me here. And I have really been. I was allowed to kind of grow with the station, as I think you have. Wherever I go in the morning when I hear you guys on the radio, it's that sense in Rochester of some stability, and I think people look for that. They hear your voice, they hear the music. It's something that's comforting, I think, to people, and has helped sustain both of us.
Well, I'll tell you something. I know 56 years at Channel 13, that is just remarkable. I mean, you go back to the days of Jerry Carr, don't you?
I saw something on Facebook the other day. I think his wife posted a picture of him doing. We used to do a local game show called Choose a Route. It was a live broadcast. Our studios were downtown on Clinton Avenue, and Jerry hosted that. It brings back those days. The days I remember most was Wanda Miller when we did morning break live at Marketplace Mall.
I was on it. As a matter of fact, on our Facebook page, there's a picture of you and me. The morning I sang a song on your show, Where's the Beef? I wrote a song about the Wendy's commercial.
I remember that, yes. And those are the good times. I think that, again, just kind of cements that relationship with community. A lot of people to come out and for us to meet and greet them and see in person what this business is all about.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Don, no one has done more in the broadcasting industry for this town than you, and I know you're a big member of Rotary, and you've done so many things, and I know you still do, was it a weekly thing you do with them? And every time Chris, you may not know this, every time Don hosts an event, that you're writing throughout the whole event, and you come up with a poem at the end of the event that you read about the event you just emceed.
Yes.
I
started that. It was Lifetime, not Lifetime. It was the hospital out in Brockport, Lakeside Hospital.
Lakeside, yeah.
And Colin Powell was the guest speaker, and he was talking about this society he had formed, the Little Red Wagon, and he had a Little Red Wagon lapel pin that he gave me. And it somehow just kind of sparked a little poem in my mind, and I wrote about a 7 or 8 stanza poem for it. And ended the luncheon, or I ended the dinner with that. The next year, people said, are you going to do a poem again? And so all of a sudden, and I've done that with Lifespan every year. The latest one was Scott Hamilton here in Rochester. It's kind of become a challenge. I sit there during the luncheon trying to jot down and make a poem about what the speaker is saying, and hope that I get the poem done before they're done.
Before he's done.
Otherwise, I'm going to be in a little bit of trouble. So I always get the last verse written before. So if all else fails, I know I can end it. But sometimes it's not as complete as I might like to make
it. That's okay. That's still a great thing to do while you're doing it, because it's tough enough just seeing an event and then writing about it as you're doing it. That's mind-boggling. So.
And it's great. Yeah, it's great to get back to a little sense of normalcy now, with more people at the convention center. Once they can get back to full staffing, it'll be more familiar. But we're getting back there, and that's the real plus right now.
I'm glad about that, I'll tell you. Well, thank you for doing this morning for me. I appreciate it. And I don't know how much longer you want to go, but I'm not going till you go, all right?
All right, sounds good. That's a deal.
All right. Don Alhart, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Don.